Welcome to part two of this special edition of Married with Benefits, questions every husband is asking. I'm your host, Brian Goins, along with Shanti Felhan. This season, we're helping husbands to learn to live with our wives in an understanding way. But sometimes, I mean, let's just be honest, Shanti, a guy just has a one-track mind.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
And so.
Occasionally.
Almost all the time. We get it, guys. In part one, we told you what not to do. Our top five rookie mistakes for guys wanting to have more sex with their wives. Now it's time to get dude perfect with our very best tips for more sex in marriage. Here's our top five all-star moves for husbands who just want more sex.
Number five, take care of yourself spiritually and physically. Guys, your attraction to your wife is very physical, but her attention to you is actually holistic. Yes, she wants you to take care of yourself physically, but she also cares about you taking care of yourself overall. And that includes other things that matter to her, like you're taking care of yourself emotionally. For example, guys, do you have other friends that you're investing in? Men that are part of your life, where she sees you as part of a squad that can be part of your life? Or taking care of yourself spiritually, like, are you going to church? Are you praying with her? Is this something that you're investing in your life? And then, of course, physically. But it doesn't just mean going to the gym, guys. It also means that she sees you doing things like being willing to go to the doctor if you need to.
That's right, guys. It's not just about looking like The Rock. Seriously, go to the doctor, bro. You got this. Number four, preparation leads to activation. Listen, if our sex drives could be compared to kitchen appliances, Shanti, ladies tend to be more like crockpots. Us guys are like microwaves. We're ready to go. Well, she needs some anticipation time. If you got some idea of what you want on the menu that night, you need to let her know in advance.
Yes.
Send that out by dropping hints. Build the anticipation. The pro husbands revive the lost art of romance, of flirtation. They build anticipation in the mind of their wife about what they're hoping for, what they're desiring, and how ultimately she's still the main squeeze, that she's still the object of your affection. Act like it's worth looking forward to, and it will be. You got this.
Number three, eye contact and ear contact leads to physical contact. In other words, guys, sex. See, the key is to pay attention to your wife, looking at her, listening to her, not being distracted, putting down your cell phone. It makes her feel cared for. If you're putting down your smartphone, if you're turning away from the television when she's trying to talk to, it actually makes her feel like, okay, she kind of matters to you. And guess what's sort of important if she's interested in sex later? So when you're listening to her, just remember, guys, the all-star tip here is to listen to her feelings. Draw out her feelings and she'll feel very cared for. Just remember to also give her anticipation time.
Yeah, let her be your screen. Put those screens down, guys, and listen. You got this. Number two, pray with her. Most ladies find this so attractive, and it is one of the most undervalued things of most husbands.
Yes, it is.
I wish I had got started this a ton earlier. I was so intimidated about praying with my wife. I felt insecure, felt like I had to pray in the King James only, like I'd had some, you know, incredible, awesome, long prayers. Here's a little insider tip about the Bible. Most prayers in the Bible are incredibly short. My favorite verse in the Bible about prayer is, God is in heaven, you are on earth, so let your words be few.
I like that.
And so all she's looking for, guys, is for you to grab her hand and pray about whatever's most pressing on your heart. She wants to know that there's a king in the castle and it's not you. One of the best things that you can do is to go vertical before you go horizontal. You got this.
And the number one all-star move is to say I do again and again and again. Remember, your wife isn't like you. For you, I do is done. Like, of course you're loved. Of course you've got a strong marriage. Remember that for her, subconsciously, in her mind, the question is, do you? And that will be a question in her heart every day. And she has that question, does he really love me? Every day. So in other words, she needs to know the answer, your answer to that question every day. So when you hold her hand, when you're walking across a parking lot, or you send her a sweet little text message that says, I love you so much. You're such a great mom. I'm so glad you married me 10 years ago, or whatever it is, you're giving her a bedrock foundation of knowing that you love her, and she will want to love you in return. Just remember to give her that anticipation time. Can you tell that I'm like
I can
trying
tell
to get the guys
you're
to remember
over
that?
And
yes,
over. Guys,
absolutely.
It's about preparation. warming her heart. And who knows what might happen after that. So, all right, guys, you heard it loud and clear. I do every single day. You got this. Start today by signing up for our 365-day devotional emails called I Do Every Day. These quick reads keep it simple for you. It's great, easy tips for telling your girl, I love you again today. You're the only one for me. Sign up right now at familylife.com/I do. Well, there's our two special editions, the rookie mistakes and the pro tips. Share this with somebody.
Absolutely.
There's other guys that need to hear this. Well, I'm your host, Brian Goins. You got this.